Welcome to Talking Politics, KBIA's weekly show dedicated to talking about local and national politics. I'm Abigail Corson. On this week's Talking Politics, Columbia College political science professor Dr. Terry Smith tells us how the Bush family's legacy may have been just the thing that ended Jeb Bush's presidential ambitions.
The 1980 election took place a generation ago, an eternity in politics, and is remembered as the year Ronald Reagan defeated President Jimmy Carter's bid for re-election. What is less well remembered is that earlier in 1980, at the Democratic Convention, Senator Ted Kennedy tried to defeat Carter for renomination. His quest ended shortly after a disastrous television interview during which he could not sensibly answer the question about why he wanted to be president. I recall this as I thought of Jeb Bush's long and ultimately failed quest. The Jeb Bush narrative is deeply intertwined with the Bush family saga. Poppy, George H.W. Bush, Reagan's vice president, had a 91% approval rating after the 1991 Gulf War. But his presidency went downhill from there. He pledged no new taxes and incurred the fury of his party when he had to raise them. He got caught by a recession. He was even victimized by a bogus but certainly damaging claim that he was amazed by grocery store scanner technology. 2 years later, two Bush brothers ran for governor, Jeb in Florida and George in Texas. Jeb was supposed to win and George was supposed to lose. When the reverse happened, history took a strange turn. Jeb, the anointed one, eventually did get elected governor of Florida in 1998, but it was too late in that cycle for his presidential ambitions. The other brother, reelected in 1998, became the obvious GOP nominee in 2000. George Bush won controversially in 2000 and matched his father's 91% approval rating after 9/11. But another Bush presidency went downhill, squandered by the 2003 Iraq War disaster. Karl Rove repeated his 1990s Texas magic with a brilliant 2004 campaign, and Bush improbably won re-election. But his presidency ended with the country in economic freefall and his approval rating at 30%, one of the lowest ever. Brother Jeb, meanwhile, completed two successful terms and, in 2007, entered the private sector, where he did very well. He resisted a call to run for the Senate, but felt duty-bound to run for president this year, even though his mother famously said, "There are other people out there that are very qualified, and we've had enough Bushes." Jeb got tangled in history's web. The Bush brand was tarnished. The GOP establishment could not get its act together to say, "Jeb's the guy," and run off the other establishment candidates. Jeb was a fundraising machine, but could not convince ordinary Americans that he had a real passion to be president. So the Bush presidential dynasty ends, just as the Kennedy presidential dynasty ended 36 years ago. Ted Kennedy's quest ended because the Kennedy name was not enough. Jeb Bush's quest ended because the Bush name was too much. This is Terry Smith.
Check back at KBIA.org for more political commentaries from Dr. Smith. That's it for this week's Talking Politics. I'm Abigail Corson. Thanks for listening.